All right. Are there other planets in the universe similar to ours? Well, if you listen to The Takeaway, you know that that's been a big question on this show lately. It's the search for Earth-like planets. There have been, well, hundreds and hundreds of other planets discovered, but have we discovered? We haven't been able to discover any that are truly Earth-like, and that means the size, shape, mass, distance from a star, places where the conditions are really Earth-like, they could actually have beings like us. Well, there may be a step forward in the search for Earth-like planets, and we're joined now by Matthew J. Holman, Smithsonian astrophysicist and lecturer at Harvard University. When I saw this headline, Dr. Holman, I got really excited. Do we have an Earth-like planet in our sights?
No, we don't have one in the palms of our hand, but we have made real progress toward that goal of finding Earth-sized planets in the habitable zones of stars, very much like our own sun.
Okay, so what is our latest discovery? There's a planet, another sighting in an orbital position around a star that some people are referring to as the closest thing to Earth-like that we've gotten so far.
Well, what we've announced is the discovery with the Kepler spacecraft of two Saturn-like planets that orbit a sun-like star. They have orbital periods of about 19 days and 38 days in a near 2-to-1 ratio of periods. But there's also a third, what we're calling a planet candidate, that has a radius of about 1.5 times the radius of the Earth. But it's very close to the star if it's confirmed to be a planet. It has a period of about 1.6 days.
Now, this one, though, when I say Earth-like, I'm sort of referring to the soil, like small and rocky. You could stand on it, theoretically, as opposed to Saturn-like, which is gaseous, and you just go right through.
So this one, we don't yet have an estimate of its mass. We have an estimate of its radius, so we really couldn't say anything about its density at this point. We don't know if it is, you know, a very low mass planet that has kind of an extended atmosphere and perhaps not a particularly solid surface, or whether it's something more dense and more like the Earth.
So Matthew J. Holman from the Smithsonian, you know, us amateurs and enthusiasts are sort of obsessed with Earth-like planets, finding a rocky planet about the size of our Earth. That's a little bit of I don't know what you call it, geocentrism or human centrism. We want a planet to be like our own, I guess. As a physicist, do you care whether your discoveries are Earth-like, or are all the discoveries equal to you?
Well, there are different things that we get excited about. I mean, in this case, what we're particularly excited about is that the two Saturn-sized planets that we've found are, we can clearly see the evidence of their direct gravitational interaction. These planets are seen to transit or pass across the face of their host star, and we can measure very precisely when those transits occur. And because the interval from one transit to the next is not constant, we can deduce that the planets are interacting with each other, changing each other's orbital period.
Right.
What that really tells us is we have another tool for finding planets, and this tool will be helpful for finding small planets.
Well, that's exciting.
Perhaps finding
small ones. And I got to say that Kepler is really just hitting it out of the park so far. What a great, great mission with lots of results. Matthew J. Holman, Smithsonian astrophysicist and lecturer at Harvard. The search for Earth-like planets continues. You know we're going to stay with this one.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.